The Schwamigan Bay Area Fishing Report starts now.
Good morning, top of the morning to you. It's Real Rock J96. Trevor Ray here with you. I'm here until 10 o'clock this morning, and joining me until 7 o'clock today, I have Scott Breading with River Rock Inn and Bait Shop for our Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Trevor. Well, it's a beautiful, sunny Tuesday morning in northern Wisconsin. You know, it tends to be the week, nice weather. This weekend was unbelievable, wasn't it, Trevor?
I was down south in the southern half of the state, and then on the way home this weekend, I saw Solon Springs, I saw Poplar, I saw Brule. I could not believe that we're getting snow, and we're a week out of Memorial Day.
I tell you, I had folks calling us from downstate saying, what's the weather like up in northern Wisconsin?
Stay away. Stay away.
Like, what are we doing up here? I'm going south. I'm getting out of here. It's just crazy. If you were out fishing this weekend, you're my hero. But, you know, yesterday people had to get out. People were on the water. Water was like glass yesterday. Getting out, but this weekend would have been tough. Last week, things were starting to clear up, but to get 2 inches of rain and then add snow on top of it and blowing kind of mixed things up for the weekend. Made it a little tough. Kind of set us back getting a little clear water for us. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for clear water, and that's what the key out here right now is trying to get some clear water. We want to get some clear water for spawning bass, and that's what we want this time of year is clear water for sight fishing, warm water, and that's going to set us back a little bit, slow things down. And it's going to stretch out our spring fishing, which isn't a bad thing, but I tell you, people are just a little livid with this snow. And it was a little treacherous driving conditions this weekend too, and it went down quite a ways downstate. It probably went down 50 miles south of us.
Well, I was coming back, and I was in Cumberland, and that's when it was snowing pretty much solid straight north of Cumberland.
Yeah,
and it just was unbelievable. It wouldn't stop, and I mean, yeah, you'd go through Minonk, Solon Springs. I was told to stay off Highway 63, so I came north on 53, and they were out. The plows were out. The snow plows were out this weekend.
Well, and the loaders were down on the beach yesterday pushing the sand off the trail and off the road down there down by the old Sandbar Beach. It was just unbelievable. The some of the videos this weekend on Highway 2, the wave action coming across the lake, it was just phenomenal watching the waves hitting the shoreline and by the bridge there, Short Bridge, the people just driving and taking videos, the passengers in the cars taking the videos. It's pretty cool. But the force of Mother Nature going across the lake, you don't see it very often, but she was probably crashing 4 to 5 foot waves onto the beach, and it was blowing at least 25 to 30 miles an hour onto the shoreline, and it's just freakish how that white caps can roll right up to that shoreline, and it's dangerous out there, and you know, nobody was out on it, thank God, but it turned that water up shoreline red, and we're going to be a little while before people are going to be able to get clear water. So we're going to talk about clear water with our guide, our guest this morning. We're going to be talking with Jeff Evans.
And you've mentioned sight fishing, and with the smallmouth factory that's out in the Schwamigan Bay, sight fishing has to be one of the top things to be doing in the spring. And with this water that we're going to have, it's going to be tough fishing out there.
It's going to be tough fishing. It's going to be tough on spawning. It's going to be you know, and what it really does is it sets back the cycle too for the season, and it pushes things back. It does stretch out, though, some of our trolling. So we'll have some good nearshore trolling for at least another couple weeks. So guys that are looking to come up here to do some trolling for the salmon and the browns and even the lake trout, they'll be nearshore a little bit longer than usual because the water is going to stay cold. And we'll talk a little bit about that, too. So as guys are going to get out there to troll, you don't have to get out in what we call the flats and get as deep as you have to get away from the cold or looking for cold water. That cold water is going to stay near shore. So we could potentially have that into middle of June, where sometimes this time of year we're having to get out a couple miles from shore to get into that colder water. So now we're going to have this cold water into the middle of June.
Where are we on the season with the cold water? Are we kind of normal right now? Are we a little bit behind normal? Are we ahead of the pace?
We're cool, cold spring. So we're behind. Typically this time of year, we could be fishing 50 degree water temperatures on the surface. And I don't think we've seen 50 degree anywhere yet. We're still in the mid 40s for the most part, if not the low 40s. So, and I don't think we're gonna, with having snow, we're not going to see 50s for some time yet. And matter of fact, it was in the mid 30s last night for temperature. So it's still chilly at night, and that's going to stretch out our water temperatures in that colder water temperatures where those fish will stay on top, and we'll be able to keep them near shore too. So we'll be out by Long Island, Houghton Point, Sioux River area for salmon in the bay. So that's going to be good for near shore fishing.
Well, and with the near shore fishing, you don't even need a boat. You can still fish from shore then.
Well, yeah, and we'll be fishing from the cold dock in Washburn, and fishing off the mouth of the rivers. So that's going to be good for us.
Yeah, it's still just kind of lengthening things out, but that spawn, it's going to be a tough year for spawn with these water temperatures.
It's going to be a good year. Hopefully we don't wash out these rivers, though. That heavy rain like last weekend, water is high, so spring fishing in the creeks, it was tough. It was tough to fish the creeks. It was tough to get in and fish the steelhead. There were some nice steelhead caught, but guys weren't catching the numbers that they typically do in the spring. And that was a lot to do with water clarity and water height. The height of the runoff was real high, unusually high.
And that's all contributing to this red water, and it's going to continue now for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, we'll see a couple weeks now of a heavy runoff, and we'll see that out into the water, out into the bay, and out into the island. So we're going to see red water probably for unforeseen future, probably at least 2 to 3 weeks, unless it just is dead calm out there, and the predictions are not good for that. So it's going to be raining. It's going to be rain every couple days, so we're not going to see a calm weather.
Second significant snowfall in the month of May. When was the last time that happened?
Boy, I guess I'd have to go look at the historical data on that, but I don't remember it myself. Looking at TV last night, it is a record snowfall for the month of May. So we've set some records for it. I don't like to see record snowfalls. Who's talking about global warming? I tell you, it's snow, and what are we doing? What are we doing here?
We get the snow, and then the next day, yesterday, sunny and 55. We got sunny and 55 on tap again today, and then by the weekend, more storms.
Why can't it be snow on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday be sunny and calm?
It's the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Scott Breading here. I'm Trevor Ray. And coming up here in just a few minutes, Jeff Evans will be joining us. Jeff, has Jeff been able to get out and do some fishing?
Jeff is a fishing fanatic. And I, Jeff fishes the Ashland area. He fishes the Hayward area. Jeff gets around a lot, and he fishes inland. So, he fishes the bay, fishes bass out here. Schwamigan Bay a lot, and he also fishes inland a lot. So Jeff is a guy that finds water and finds fish. So when we talk to Jeff, he'd give us a great report, and he fishes a lot.
So we'll talk a little bit more inland lake. We'll also talk Schwamigan Bay, but Jeff Evans will be joining us here in just a few minutes here on the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Joining us now, we have Jeff Evans with Jeff Evans Guide Service. Jeff, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Trevor. How are you?
I am doing great. Jeff, how's the fishing been?
Well, it's been okay, but please tell me that you didn't say more rain is on the way.
More rain is on the way. We have rain, I think, this weekend. I think 2 out of 3 days over the Memorial Day weekend, it's looking like rain.
We are definitely getting used to wearing our rain gear, unfortunately, here lately. Fishing has been good despite it. We had a really good bite going up into last week, and, of course, we all know what happened there with rain, wind, snow, and all those things that tend to make fishing a little bit tough. We were back on the water yesterday morning, though, and the good news is that there was still a lot of fish shallow before that nasty front blew in, and a lot of those fish are still shallow. We just kind of need things to even out a little bit to get that really good spring bite going.
It's been every other day, Jeff.
Yeah, it really has. And the days that we've had nice weather, anybody will tell you that's been on the water, the fishing has been excellent. You just got to kind of deal with these fronts that seem to keep coming through.
Jeff, you weren't out this weekend, were you?
I was, Scott. Yes, I was. guilty as charged.
You're my hero. You're my hero. That's crazy. Crazy this weekend.
I don't know if I was a hero more than just crazy, because when I got home and I saw 4 inches in my boat, I was thinking I should look for a different job.
When you're out there with snow in your boat, you really got to question your profession.
Well, and normally those days are reserved for the last couple of weeks in October. So when it happens to you at the end of May, you're really scratching your head.
Yeah, that's just crazy. That's crazy. But it's kind of fun to put a picture with it, and post that out on the internet. I haven't seen any pictures yet, though.
Well, I told the crew that was with me over the weekend. I said, fellas, someday we're going to look back on this and laugh, but it won't be today.
Yeah.
Jeff, how long have you been guiding?
This is my 27th season, Trevor.
27th season. Have you seen a spring like this?
Boy, we tend to forget these things, right? Everything is in the rearview mirror. I guess I don't remember a first couple of weeks of May with so many ups and downs. It's definitely been, with the ice going out at a reasonable time, I actually thought we were going to set up to have a pretty warm spring and a warm first couple of weeks. It's definitely been like you kind of said before, it's been like an every other day situation. So just really kind of hard to put together patterns and to get settled into a groove.
Yeah, when you go from Sunday to yesterday, two extremes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And extreme changes in weather are definitely always a tough thing to deal with. One thing that I don't remember seeing, and we actually talked about this before, Scott, is the water level, especially like on Shawamigan Bay. That's been kind of the biggest eye-opener of the season. I mean, they're talking about record water levels for Lake Superior this year, and the water clarity, I think, which is probably going to be an issue for us throughout the season. One thing I've noticed being out on the bay is, every day you're out there, that mud moves around a lot, and you spend a lot of your time looking for clean water.
Have you been on the bay at all? Were you out yesterday?
I wasn't there yesterday. I was actually there 2 days last week before the nasty front over the weekend, and I was fortunate enough to be out there when the weather was decent, so the fishing was spectacular. I think those fish knew what was coming. But we caught a ton of big pre-spawn smallmouth bass that are pushing up into the shallows.
So you're starting to see them. You were starting to see them in the shallows. Now, do you think this weather pattern pushed them back out of the shallows, or do you think they're going to stay in there even though the water clarity got all messed up with this northeast?
Yeah, my experience there, Scott, is those bass, once they come in the spring, once they push up into those shallows, they're going to be there or in the near proximity until the spawning is done, no matter what happens. So all that's really going to go on is when that water gets really dirty and mucky, or we have a big water temp drop like we had, then the bite's just going to get tough. The fish are still going to be there. You're just going to have to work harder to catch them.
How is that spawn shaping out, Jeff?
I was actually talking with a friend of mine last night. Right now, we're probably a week to 2 weeks behind normal. Now, it's not going to take a lot to get things going. Because there's a lot of fish shallow. So those fish are just waiting for water temperatures to get right. So as soon as we get a few warm days put together, you're going to see nests happen, almost overnight. So it'll happen quickly when it happens. But as of right now, we're at least a week to 2 weeks behind our normal spawning schedule.
Yeah, you know, and last night it was still 34 degrees for overnight temperature, so you're not going to see overnight warm weather. So it's going to be a tough to warm it up that quick.
No, it is. You know, and on the inland lakes too. You know, not just Shawamigan Bay. I was down around Hayward last week and had just a phenomenal day with big numbers of smallmouth that were all up in like 2 to 5 feet of water. And again, those fish are just sitting in those spawning flats, just waiting for things to get right. So well, I guess we'll see how things shape out here over the next week or so.
How are those inland lakes looking, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, if you're looking for like stability, that's kind of been the best bet as far as, you know, you don't have to chase around mud lines and things like that. There's a lot of fish shallow right now. I mentioned I was down in Hayward last week, and kind of a cool bite, one of my favorite bites of the year is going on right now, and that's a pre-spawn smallmouth, post-spawn walleye. Those fish are mixed together on a lot of those lakes, and you can get them shallow, so they're easy to get at, less than 10 feet of water. So if you get on the right shoreline, you can really have a lot of fun.
Are you sight fishing at all yet, Jeff?
No, not yet. It's just not quite there yet. We're going to need... You know, water temperatures had dropped. I saw yesterday we had like low 50s, so those water temperatures have dropped back into the low 50s on most lakes. And we're going to need to see pretty consistently upper 50s to 60 before we start to see that happen. Walleyes are completely done spawning, though. The males that we caught, they were all done. It caught a couple of nice big females, too, that had empty bellies.
That's got to be exciting to see the walleyes done spawning already.
Yeah. They've done their thing, and hopefully we'll have lots of small walleyes down the road.
What are you catching those walleyes with?
So last week, that bite I was telling you about, it was rip and wraps was the best bait we had, and we were just casting those along those rocky, sandy shorelines, ripping them up off the bottom, and it was cool because every bite you had, you never knew what you were going to reel in.
So you're doing a lot of artificials. You doing any live bait at all?
Not a lot of live bait right now, Scott. When I'm out on Shawamigan Bay, a lot of times I'll have a sucker minnow dragging back because some days those bass can get a little bit goofy, and that live bait is the way to go. So I was catching fish on that last week. On the inland lakes, I'm not using a lot of live bait just yet. Now, it will turn, though, here. As soon as those walleyes kind of start to set up on traditional spots where they move to kind of offshore points and weed beds, then that live bait bite becomes really critical. Normally, it would happen at this time of year. Again, we're just waiting for those water temperatures to warm up a bit.
Well, you know, to give you a little heads up advice in near future, this live bait is going to be a tough one this year.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumors about that. What have you heard, or what do you know right now, Scott?
Well, most of the Wisconsin, Minnesota bait farms had a horrible bait kill from winter kill, so their ponds froze out. So they froze out and killed a lot of these the bigger their stock of sucker minnows. So with that happening, we're going to see a shortage of the walleye sized suckers, these 3 to 4 inch sucker minnows that guys are looking for in July and August.
Right. Is there any hope for relief on that or not?
I think we're going to see either smaller sucker size minnows, so they're going to be 2 to 3 inch that they're growing right now. So they're fry right now, and we're going to see those in July and August, or we're going to see little to none. We're getting, you know, a fathead minnow, and we're getting some of the other type of minnows, the chubs and possibly even a golden shiner, but we're not going to see sucker minnows. I think they had such a die-off. I've called down southern part of the state. I've called even some of the other bait dealers that are down even Illinois that come across the border. They say they can't even get into the state, so they don't have the license to come in. So I think we're just going to be out. You know, we're going to be using artificial bait. So guys are going to have to learn to fish with artificials more.
Going to be different for sure. Going to make us all kind of rethink our strategies a little bit.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good artificials out there, and it's just going to have to learn to use some of the artificials and back to different techniques.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know that that psycho minnow has been a hot one this spring with from bait rigs. I know a lot of the guys trolling out of the bay have been absolutely smashing trout and salmon on that thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we have been tough to keep them on the shelf, so it's been a good bait for us. You know, for a stick bait, it's been a fantastic bait for us. It's been good for a local supplier, so we've been real pleased with it.
When I was out there, I guess it would have been a little over a week ago trolling, and that was all I ran the entire time, and we had action nonstop the whole time I was out there.
Yeah. I saw some of your pictures, and you guys had what a mix of fish.
Yeah. Even at a big 40-inch pike, those are always fun.
Yeah. When you put a 40-inch pike in the boat and out on Shawamigan Bay, tell us a little bit about the pike action out here.
Well, I'm going to be curious to see now, especially as I can spend more time out there over the next couple of weeks. Last year, I had never seen so many big pike that were shallow late, and I'm sure it had everything to do with the late ice out. It was encouraging to me, though, just to know that we still had some giants out there. My customers actually caught two fish within a three-day time span that were over 44 inches. One of those fish had to be well over 30 pounds. It was the biggest pike I've ever seen in my life. So that was super, super cool to see, and just knowing that they're there. And I'm sure there's still a bunch of those big girls that are shallow right now and should be, as long as that water stays cool.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one thing about Shawamigan Bay. Has some great pike fishing, and, you know, a lot of people aren't targeting them because they don't know that they're there. There's a lot of water out here, and there's not a lot of structure. So those fish are out there, and there's a lot of bait for them. There's a lot of area to cover, and there's some great weed habitat for them to hide behind. So, you know, there's a lot of big fish out here.
I think it's a great point, Scott, and I think it's probably one of the most underutilized resources that we have out there are those big pike. And I've thought over the past several years, especially after what we caught last year, what would happen if a guy actually spent his summer targeting those fish and really learning where they're at, because like you say, there's a lot of weed beds out there that I'm sure those fish are going to be on throughout the summer.
Yeah. You know, and it's just finding them and finding those weed beds, but there's miles of them. There's just miles of them. And they're so thick, and there's so much shoreline of it. Those fish, they can be there, and you just pass them up. You know?
Right.
Well, Jeff, you know, anything else that you could tell us about what's going on out there?
Well, I guess the only thing we didn't really touch on is crappie fishing and on the inland lakes. And there are a ton of fish shallow right now. A lot of those fish got caught up right starting to spawn when the nasty weather came in last weekend. That's kind of what we focused on yesterday. With the high pressure system pushing that front out, and we caught a bunch of males that were still up shallow in like 4 feet of water. So that was probably going to be our best bet yesterday, and that was the most consistent bite we had. But if you're looking to get out and catch some crappies, definitely look shallow. On clear water lakes, you're going to look around 5 to 8 feet of water. Dark water lakes, you're going to look in less than 5 feet of water.
That's a fun bite, those crappies, those big males up when they're up shallow like that.
It really is. It's actually one of my favorite things to do. I can't get enough of it. I urge people to take care of those fish. Don't over-harvest them because they are vulnerable at this time of year. And a lot of our lakes get really, really hammered, especially in the wintertime. So it's always good to keep a few fish for a fish fry, but it's always good to throw a few back as well.
Well, you know, and they're great fish to catch and release. It's a good fish that good fighting fish on light tackle. It's a fun fish to put back it for the resource. But it is a good fish to heat too. You know, that's the problem. A lot of people like to eat those crappie.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Scott. It's my favorite fish to eat, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Exactly.
Jeff, thank you so much for the time. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to go fishing?
Best way to get a hold of me is you can go to my website, jeffevansfishing.com.
Jeff, thank you so much. Good luck fishing today.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
Scott, it's been a weird spring, but summer's going to come, and things are coming up.
34 degrees still, Trevor. Come on.
It's It's November.
Turn it up out there. Come on. The sun's out. It should be getting a little warmer out there. You know, at least should be 35.
You know, Memorial Day weekend's coming up, and that is the that's the kickoff to summer. That's always, to me, when you're living up north, you never know what you're going to get until Memorial Day. Then it seems like it's sunny and 90.
But a week before Memorial Day and have snow in northern Wisconsin. That's crazy. Crazy. Why is Mother Nature doing this to us?
Why do I like living up here so much? I don't understand that.
It's beautiful, beautiful. You know, and we live up here because of the clean water. Well, unfortunately, this wind and rain runoff is giving us a lot of dirty water lately. And we're looking for clear water. And clear water is the key for catching fish. So what we want to do is get out there and look for some clear water. So first thing is get out there and fish. And we got some neat things coming up in the state of Wisconsin. We were just talking about that. Wisconsin's got a free fishing weekend coming up June 1st. The first weekend in June is free. Don't need a license. So you can get out there and fish as long as you abide by all the regulations. Resident and non-resident don't need a license. Fish in Wisconsin for Saturday and Sunday. And you can try out fishing. If you never fished before in Wisconsin, you can try it out for free. And DNR doesn't do much for free. So try it out. Get out there and fish. And you can fish inland. You can fish out there in the Great Lakes. You don't need the stamps. And hire a guide. We just had Jeff Evans on the phone, and I'm sure all the guides are going to be busy that weekend. If not, you know, give them a call or contact the local guides. Give the bait shops a call. Give River a call. We can line you up with a guide. We got a lot of guides that we recommend out there, guys that are licensed and insured and have all the credentials to take you out on Lake Superior and have all the right gear, and they're safe and get you out there trolling and or catching bass. And they'll make sure they get you on fish. If not, they'll at least get you into the fresh air and on the nice clear water and have a good day. But that weekend you don't need a license. So if you want to try the fishing without a license that weekend in June, what a great opportunity.
And especially if you've wanted to go fishing now the past couple of years, you haven't had time to get out, carve out some time that first weekend of June. It's going to be nice. I already think it's going to be nice that weekend. It's June. It's got to be better than the winter conditions we have now, but it's going to be good weather. Get outside. Just toss a line. Even if you just put a worm on a hook, it's still some of the best fishing.
And, you know, we have some great shoreline fishing in the Ashland area. And the Ashland Chamber put together in the past year a great, great brochure that is almost a paint-by-numbers approach of where to fish. And you can stop by the chamber or stop by the local bait shops and pick up this brochure. And the brochure gives you where to fish from on the shoreline. And there's several spots of where you can fish from the shore and where some of these landings are that you can launch a boat also. And also gives you some recommendations what kind of tackle to use. The brochure will tell you possibly what could be biting in those areas. And it also gives you the tackle to use, the bait to use, even fish identification. What the fish would look like that you could be catching in those areas. So that could be a great start to a good hobby, something to do.
And with all the fishing from shore, you don't have to get to these remote places. You always hear the stories how they trekked 6 miles in to find some deep hole in the middle of nowhere. But the shoreline fishing in the Ashland area, you can do it in town.
Another event that's going on that's coming up, also that free fishing weekend, the Great Lakes Visitor Center has a kids fishing day, and it's free. And you can go out to the Great Lakes Visitor Center. If you've never been there, it's a great, great facility. It's just west of Ashland for the roundabout. And on June 1st, they have a kids fishing day there. And everybody is welcome to go out there. They have a fishing pond, and they have fishing rods for the kids. And the kids all get a chance to fish in the pond and catch fish. There's fish planted in the pond out there. And River Rock donates a lot of crawlers to them there, and they throw in the line for you, and you catch fish in their pond. It is unfortunately catch and release, so they put the fish back in the pond, but kids get a chance to catch the fish and throw them back in the pond, and they'll teach you a little bit about the fish and what fish you're catching, and they'll be giving away prizes out there, and there'll be all kinds of adults out there to teach kids about how to respect the resource and also how to, you know, bait the hook and give them all kinds of tips and pointers of, you know, what to do when you're fishing.
We'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live on this station, actually, J96. We'll be there 9 to 1 for the kids fishing event, and there's nothing better than seeing kids catching fish.
And I tell you, the smiles that will be coming out that day is just unbelievable. Kids that catch their first fish and the pictures that will be taken that day is just worth millions. It's just a great day.
There's tons of things going up. That's June 1st as well, correct?
That's June 1st. And you know, if you can't make that day to the visitor center, go out there another day. What a great facility. It's just to go out there and visit and see that the visitor center out there. There's a lot of history out there. There's a lot to see. There's a lot of hiking trails. It's just a neat place to see. And there's a lot going on out there all the time. But that weekend, there's a lot of activities just specific for fishing for kids.
And it coincides with that free fishing weekend that's happening in the state, resident or non-resident.
Exactly. And I do. I encourage parents to take the kids out there, and it'll teach the kids a lot of things about respecting the resource.
Absolutely. Anything going on at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop?
You know, we always have things going on at River Rock, but it's just lately it's just been a crazy spring. You know, selling licenses and getting inventory up on the shelf, just trying to keep things going. With spring, new tackle coming in every day, getting the spring tackle in. Just think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was ice out on the bay, that we had ice tackle on the shelf. So, you know, we're still changing over from ice fishing to summer fishing, and it's been a challenge just to try to keep up with that. Small little bait shop, it's a challenge to try to keep up with that.
Summer's around the corner, Scott. I can feel it. I think we're down the home stretch.
Well, I hope so. You know, and we do a lot of line winding in the bait shop, and that's one thing that people don't think about is monofilament line is designed to break down, and people don't change their line often enough. So yearly, people should change their line. So come on in, we'll change your line out and put fresh line on for the season. So come on down and see us at River Rock, 1200 Lakeshore Drive West, and we'll change your line out for you. Fresh line on for the season so you don't lose that big one.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much. Anything else?
You know, I just appreciate the opportunity, Trevor, to talk fishing.
Hey, thank you so much for coming out. That's been the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report this morning. We do it every Tuesday, 6 till 7. Scott, we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, Trevor, we'll see you next Tuesday.